What's up, Dog Pound? Nathan Zagura joined by Dustin Fox as we get ready for the Browns and the Falcons just 3 days away down in the Georgia Dome in Atlanta. And Dustin, this is going to be a tough matchup. The Falcons, a high-powered offense, a big play offense. They've got a very good quarterback in Matt Ryan. And it's interesting to note, when he has a quarterback rating of 100 or more, the Falcons are 36-2 in his career. So disrupting Matt Ryan going to be key.
Well, he's been sacked 20 times too. So the offensive line has had some injuries. Hopefully the Browns can get a pass rush on him. But there's no doubt, the guy is one of the premier passers in this league. He's a tall pocket passer, pure thrower. We all remember him being highly drafted out of Boston College. Talked to some of the Browns' defensive backs this morning. They're nervous about this matchup because he's good. He's going to be one of the top quarterbacks they've faced so far, and he's got some weapons to throw to.
And he'll be playing in a perfectly climate-controlled environment there in the Georgia Dome. Former third overall pick in the NFL draft, Matt Ryan, and he's got some pretty good weapons to throw the football to in Julio Jones and Roddy White. So, yes, this will be a big test for the defensive backfield.
And Julio Jones, when healthy, one of the top receivers in the entire National Football League. It'll be interesting to see who matches up with who because we've always seen Joe Hayden typically go against the best receiver. Well, they've got two guys who are really, really talented.
Yeah, no question. Julio Jones right now, eighth in the league, over 900 yards receiving. And Roddy White, one touchdown away for tying the franchise record with the Falcons with 61. So I think you're right, though. I think we'll see Joe Hayden on Julio Jones. I know he's looking forward to that challenge. And Buster Screen on Roddy White. Now, they also have two explosive guys in Harry Douglas, who's the third receiver, and Devin Hester, who's already scored as a return man, a receiver, and a rusher this year for the Falcons. So Kaywan Williams, Justin Gilbert going to have their hands full as well.
It's amazing you bring up the name Devin Hester. People thought he was done, like, his explosiveness was gone. Now, this guy has still got it at 30-plus years of age. He's fantastic. And Harry Douglas is a guy you absolutely keep an eye on the rating three for the Falcons. He's kind of their slot guy, very, very shifty. Sure. We've seen him on Hard Knocks. He's one of those guys you can't lose track of.
Yeah, this is a big test for the Browns defense. Now, the good news is Falcons don't run the ball incredibly well, under 100 yards per game on the ground. Steven Jackson, in the twilight of his career, one of the best backs, I think, to ever play the game, but at this point in the twilight of his career. So that's good news there. On the Browns offensive side of the football, they're going against the Falcons defense, 32 in the NFL in total yards allowed per game. They've been soft. They give up big plays. I think it's a good matchup for the Browns and a great week to get Josh Gordon back.
Oh, there's no question. We spent yesterday's show talking about Josh Gordon, what type of impact he'll have. But I think, guys, this week the running game can really get going. They are 32nd against the pass, 32nd overall. They're not stopping the run either. You know, they're not last in the league against the run, but they have not done a very good job. And I think in that dome, it's going to be warm. There's no elements. There's no weather, all of that stuff. So the running back should have a perfect day to get back on track.
And I think they will. The two young backs of the Browns, Isaiah Crowell, in his return home down to Atlanta. He's got 50 people coming to this game, Dustin, so he's going to want to put on a show. Terrence West as well. And you're right. This Atlanta defensive front, not physical. It is very, very different from the defensive front they saw a week ago against Texans. I think the ground game will get going as well. And if they do, the Browns should be able to run their way to victory. For Dustin Fox, I'm Nathan Zagura saying thank you for tuning in to Cleveland Browns Today right here on ClevelandBrowns.com.